أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
After reciting the tashahhud, ta'awudh, and surah al-fatiha, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih V, may Allah be his helper, said, "Last Sunday, by the grace of Allah the Almighty, Jalsa Salana UK came to a close. These 3 days were very blessed and were days which exhibited the blessings of Allah the Almighty. It is a great favor of Allah the Almighty that during these 3 days, He bestowed upon us His countless blessings and made the Jalsa blessed in every way, bringing the Jalsa to a resoundingly successful close. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, the weather also remained pleasant, and all programs were carried out in an excellent manner. Aside from the primary proceedings of the Jalsa, like the speeches and such programs, the exhibitions organized by various departments for the sake of propagation and education also left a very positive impact on non-Ahmadis and Ahmadis as well, by the grace of Allah the Almighty. They enabled many people to increase their knowledge. Similarly, during the breaks between Jalsa sessions, MTA broadcast various informative programs and left a positive impact on people. Ahmadis viewing from other countries also appreciated these programs very much, as they conveyed many new things. Similarly, this year, as I announced on the final day of the Jalsa, MTA connected 119 centers from 56 countries around the world to the Jalsa. This was a two-way connection where both sides could see each other. We could see them from here, and they could see us live from where they were. This was not simply a television broadcast that they were listening to. Rather, it was a live connection which had a profound and positive impact. This impact was not felt just by the people here, though people here also greatly appreciated it. Rather, people listening to the Jalsa from different countries also felt as if they were sitting in the marquee at the Jalsa site, listening to the Jalsa proceedings. They were sitting thousands of miles away. However, through this medium, Allah the Almighty enabled them to listen to the Jalsa in a manner that they felt as if they were actually present at the Jalsa. This too is a great blessing from among the bounties of Allah the Almighty, which He bestowed upon the Ahmadiyya community, that through such modern innovations, Ahmadis from around the world have been brought together This is a manifestation of becoming a united nation, which is not observed anywhere else in the world. Many people said that this year's arrangements were far better than in previous years. And many have expressed this sentiment, both from those who were in attendance here and those from different countries who watched the various programs. There was a special atmosphere, and it is a special blessing of Allah the Almighty that every person had the extraordinary feeling that Allah the Almighty's special bounties were descending upon the Jalsa. Allah the Almighty says that if you become His grateful servants, when you are grateful, then He will grant you even more of His blessings and shower more bounties upon you. Allah the Almighty says, if you are grateful, I will surely bestow more favors upon you. Thus, gratefulness is necessary in order to become further recipients of Allah the Almighty's blessings. Allah the Almighty says about Himself, surely Allah is appreciating on all-knowing. When the word gratitude is used in the context of Allah the Almighty, it means appreciating. Thus, Allah the Almighty appreciates the grateful, and as a result of this appreciation, Allah the Almighty continues to bestow upon them even more. Allah the Almighty is the master, and so it is not for Him to be grateful to His servants, rather He appreciates the gratitude which is shown by His servants. He is also all-knowing, and He knows who is truly grateful. If one is truly grateful, then God will continue to bless His bounties upon them. These should not be mere words. Rather, there should be a passion for gratitude. And by His grace, Allah the Almighty has brought about this passion profusely within the Jamaat. May Allah the Almighty continuously increase it. All the attendees should also bear in mind that whilst remaining grateful to Allah the Almighty, they should also offer thanks to the volunteers who rendered services. They should be thankful for the manner in which Allah the Almighty created ease in the undertakings of the workers, removed their difficulties, and enabled them to improve in all their work and to serve as many people as possible, thus creating more ease for the attendees and better arrangements. This year, by the grace of Allah the Almighty, as I mentioned on the last day of Jalsa, the attendance was over 46,000. In fact, the report which is received later on from the Lajna states that their numbers were not fully included in the count. If the numbers according to their report which was later submitted are included, then the total combined attendance of men and women comes to 50,000, because the Lajna say that they numbered 25,000. Thus, these 50,000 attendees should be grateful for how Allah the Almighty created ease for them through the workers. They did not have to face difficulties when it came to transportation. They did not have to face difficulties when it came to food. And they did not have to face any difficulty when it came to listening to the Jalsa program, and all of the other various needs were fulfilled. The arrangements for accommodation were also quite good. Those guests who stayed in the Jamaat accommodations were afforded excellent arrangements. All of these things were done by the grace of Allah the Almighty. It is not due to any excellence on our part, rather it was the grace of Allah the Almighty. While the workers should also be grateful that Allah the Almighty granted them the ability and allowed their work to produce excellent results, the attendees should also be grateful to Allah the Almighty for the means He created, whereby countless people from different backgrounds and various academic standings all came together and worked night and day as volunteers and carried out their duties for the sake of Allah the Almighty's pleasure. As I mentioned, the volunteers of various departments in the men's Jalsa site and the women's Jalsa site included thousands of children, girls and boys, women and men. Everyone was able to serve selflessly, and they all deserve to be thanked by the attendees. Similarly, Ahmadi youth from Canada and Australia came in large numbers and helped in the work before and after the Jalsa. They helped during the Jalsa and are helping in the wind-up as well. May Allah the Almighty reward all of them. It is mentioned in a hadith that Allah the Almighty says to His servants, "Such and such servant of mine did a favor upon you, and you did not thank him." The servant will say, "O Allah, you are the one who bestowed the favor upon me, so I thanked you and continue to thank you." Allah the Almighty will say, "No, I bestowed a favor upon you through that person and tended to your needs." Hence, it is also necessary to be grateful to that person. Thus, Allah the Almighty appreciates the works which His servants do for His sake to such a degree that He says that one should be grateful to them. Allah the Almighty also expects all of us to be grateful to His servants so that an environment of complete gratitude is established, in which there is gratitude in every direction. This is something we should always bear in mind. As I said, all of the workers are deserving of gratitude. Seeing this passion also leaves a profound impact on non-Ahmadis. They are astonished to see children performing duties, offering water, cooking rotis, working in hospitality, cleanliness, and other departments, and how they are happily working. Of the impressions which have been received, not just one but many impressions of the guests who attended express that they ask the workers what their occupations are, thinking that perhaps they do some type of labor work based on the manner in which they were working. Yet some told them that they are the head of a firm. Some said they are teachers. Some said they are PhD students. While some said that they had obtained their PhDs. Hence, there are such people who possess the passion of presenting themselves to serve the guests of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and to attain the pleasure of Allah the Almighty. All of this demands that all those participating express their gratitude to the individuals involved. And the volunteers, too, ought to be thankful for the opportunity, because even though they may not get the chance throughout the year to convey the message of Islam or the community in its full measure, during the days of Jalsa, while serving in their respective duties, they interact with a wide range of people. Non-Ahmadis also attend. Guests from various countries come, many of whom are having their first introduction to the community. They come with the intention of observing firsthand whether these people truly live up to what they profess. When they witness these volunteers, who belong to diverse professional backgrounds, engaging in humble, labor-intensive tasks alongside everyone else, it leaves a deep impression upon them. It becomes a form of silent preaching, and they even express this impact themselves. I will present a few such examples, although there are many more. Countless people are writing to me, sharing their reflections on how Allah the Almighty is influencing hearts. While the speeches at Jalsa are indeed moving, people are equally affected by the actions of our volunteers and the conduct of our children. This is silent preaching and the true message of Islam that is being conveyed to the world through the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. Similarly, those who are newly joined members or those attending for the first time also find encouragement and inspiration. They observe how respectfully and honorably they are being hosted and how courteously the local Ahmadis interact with them. This, then, is something immensely important, and we must all be grateful to Allah the Almighty for it. Now, as I said, I will share a few of these impressions. The Assistant Commissioner of Rodrigues Island Police Force, Mr. Manoj Lochan, attended the Jalsa. He stated, "I have participated in many official and social events in my capacity as a police commissioner and divisional commander. But what I witnessed during the Jalsa days was truly exemplary. It was a priceless lesson in organization and discipline. The presence of 10,000 volunteers was nothing short of a miracle. Everyone served side by side with unmatched dedication. I saw one volunteer whose hand was bandaged due to an injury, yet he continued serving others with a smile." He further said, "I met doctors, IT professionals, businessmen, PhD holders, all humbly and resolutely engaged in service. The driver who took us to Jalsa told me that he holds a PhD in biochemistry. That left a profound impact on me. I have never experienced such devotion and humility for the sake of community service in my entire life." He further remarked, "The program was excellent. Security arrangements were impressive. In short, every aspect left a deep and lasting effect on me. And I am returning to my country with many memories to share with my fellow police officers and family members." A guest from Belgium, Mr. Hans Toor, a representative of the Human Rights Without Frontiers, or HRWF, organization, participated in the Jalsa. He said, "Being part of such an extraordinary gathering was a true joy for me. It was not just a memorable experience, but due to your warmth and excellent hospitality, it became one that left a lasting impression. Managing such a large-scale event with thousands of participants over several days is undoubtedly a remarkable achievement. Through my conversations with volunteers, I learned how each department begins preparations months in advance. Responsibilities are delegated and individuals receive thorough training. What impressed me most was not only the administrative excellence, but the moral foundation behind it. The trainers didn't merely explain protocols. They instilled values of service to Allah and humanity, humility, and respect for each guest. These values were evident in every responsibility, from those directing traffic in car parks, to those cleaning toilets, serving food, handling registration, or checking bags at security. Every individual discharged their duties in a dignified and loving manner. As a non-Ahmadi guest, I observed a highly coordinated system, and I neither witnessed nor heard of any major issues or conflicts. This indicates that your community has deeply embraced practical training in peace and non-violence." He further noted, "Another remarkable aspect I noticed was your community's dedication to education and intellectual advancement. During the Jalsa, high-achieving students were honored. This reflects a deep respect for personal growth and knowledge." Then he said, "During the Jalsa, I witnessed acts of genuine compassion, parents being affectionate to their children, group leaders looking after their teams, volunteers stepping forward unprompted to assist, and workers offering their assistance to everyone, including complete strangers. Generally, people served well beyond their assigned duties. He further said, "I was delighted and pleasantly surprised to see that your community is rooted in spiritual renewal and intellectual openness. It brought me joy to learn that, according to your belief, Allah the Almighty still speaks to mankind and has not abandoned this attribute. He continues his work through righteous leadership and revelation." Mr. Yura Mora, a member of the provincial parliament in Brazil, said, "I was deeply pleased to learn about the wise teachings of Islam at the Jalsa. The sight of congregational prayers was profoundly spiritual, and the poems that were recited touched my heart. It was an unforgettable experience for me. The speech of the Khalifa of the time regarding hospitality left a deep impression on me. It was astonishing that this was a temporary arrangement, yet 46,000 people had gathered. I saw with my own eyes little children expressing a desire to serve water to attendees. Such a spirit of service and sacrifice can only stem from well-trained hearts. What also moved me was the genuine love, courtesy, and sincerity of the Ahmadis. This is a community that teaches people to connect hearts through love and affection rather than to divide them by nation, race, or religion. It is absolutely true that the Ahmadi Muslim community practices what it preaches, and this stands as a shining example for the world." He further remarked, "Seeing all this deeply uplifted my spirit and elevated my view of humanity. Your religion may be different from mine, but it is certainly a faith that unites rather than divides. My prayer is that you always remain beacons of light. May the Ahmadiyya community in Brazil and across the world thrive and prosper. I especially urge the people of Brazil to come and see how the Ahmadiyya community is playing its role in spiritual, religious, academic, and humanitarian fields across the globe." Ms. Rocio Cortez, a theology and interfaith dialogue professor from the Catholic University in Chile, who regularly participates in interfaith events, attended Jalsa this year. She said, "A gathering like the Jalsa, where every aspect is so thoroughly and gracefully organized, is truly unparalleled." She said, "On the first day, I deliberately ate and drank very little, fearing that with such a massive crowd, the cleanliness standards, especially of the washrooms, would be similar to other worldly fairs, dirty, unusable, and difficult. She expected the same here at the Jalsa, but she was stunned when she saw the actual state. She later said to the representative accompanying her, 'Your cleanliness standards are extraordinary. The washrooms appeared as if no one had even used them. Some people have complained about the cleanliness of bathrooms, but they are Ahmadis. And I have repeatedly said that Ahmadis should help the cleaning staff and ensure proper cleaning after personal use. If every Ahmadi paid attention to this, the standard could be even higher. She also remarked on the community's mutual brotherhood and unity, saying, "Even we, non-Ahmadi guests from Latin America, were so deeply affected by the Jalsa environment that we too became imbued with the same spirit. Before the Jalsa, we did not know one another, but now it feels as though we are one family." A female guest named Chabi Alam Taru Sahiba had come from Benin, who has previously served as Minister for Social Affairs. At present, she is working as the political technical advisor to the President of the National Assembly. She said, "This is my first experience attending the Jalsa Salana. I am very grateful to have participated in this spiritual gathering, which the Ahmadi Muslim community organized in an excellent manner. I was given a very warm welcome and reception. There was great discipline. Every team played its role. And the speeches of the Khalifa of the time elevated this event even further. I am leaving here having learned a lot. The Jalsa Salana is also a manifestation of unity. Brothers and sisters from different languages and cultures gather together here and remain connected to the same singular message of Allah the Almighty and the Holy Quran." And then she said, "I express my gratitude and also on behalf of the President of the National Assembly and the people of Benin to those who so warmly took care of me, received me and treated me." A guest named Gaston Ocampo is originally from Argentina and currently resides in Portugal. He is serving as the Secretary General of IPDAL, a famous think tank. He is Catholic, but is also interested in Islam. He says, "During the Jalsa, I had the opportunity to witness many good qualities of your community. Among them, the quality I liked the most was that your youth are attached to their religion and firmly adhere to its teachings." He continued, "In our society, most Christians are in name only and do not act upon its teachings. Likewise, in our Catholic ceremonies, the majority in attendance are often from the older generation. But at your Jalsa, not only were youth attending, but they were also entrusted with important tasks." He says, "On the one hand, I found this very amazing, but at the same time, as a Catholic, I felt ashamed that we have not established the same standard of discipline that your people have. And the respect and honor that your people show your Khalifa, the way they express their attachment to him, that too is exemplary." A guest from Italy, Giorgia Giacchile, is the director of the Italian presidency in the European Parliament. She said, "I initially thought this would merely be a religious gathering, but I was mistaken. The Jalsa Salana is a truly emotional experience that leaves a profound mark on the soul. It feels as if I entered a world where faith, brotherhood, and spirituality are all one and the same. And you are connected through it. To see thousands of people from all corners of the world gathered for one purpose, to strengthen their relationship with God and humanity, was an immensely impactful experience for me. What impacted me the most was the outstanding organization and that everything was being carried out by volunteers, including children, youth, men and women, and all were extremely kind and courteous. This was a living image of the true message of the Ahmadiyya community: peace, serving humankind, and selfless love. Then she said, "One thing that will forever remain etched in my heart was the silent prayer in which I had the opportunity to participate. That silence was filled with profound meaning and deep connection." She says, "For me, Jalsa Salana was not merely an event. Rather, it was an invitation to self-reflect and to think about how we treat others. Non-Ahmadis also feel this kind of effect." The Vice Mayor of Praia, the capital city of Cape Verde Islands, Mr. Fernando Pinto, attended the Jalsa. He said, "I cannot express in words my feelings regarding the Jalsa. I am 65 years old, and I have attended many major conferences around the world, but I have never attended such a large and organized conference like the Jalsa, where more than 46,000 people participated, and every single individual was meeting others with love and affection. Everyone seemed to be part of one family." He says, "At this time, for peace, the world is in need of God. It is my wish that the message of the Ahmadiyya community spreads in our country, and that this message reaches our leaders as well, and that the missions of the Ahmadiyya community open in our country too." He says, "I listened to all the addresses of the Imam of the community, which touched my heart. The leaders of the world should all listen to this message as well, so that they too realize their responsibilities." There is a new convert from Belize, Ethan Marianos. He says, "My certainty has greatly increased after participating in the Jalsa and after meeting the Khalifa of the time." He then says, "I will remain loyal to the Khalifa of the time till my last breath, and I love Khilafat." Then he says, "Western society teaches us that if someone is doing something for you, then just let them do it. But here, every person is trying to serve as much as possible so that they may attain more blessings. Everyone is helping beyond their capacity. It made me very happy to see that age or race does not matter. Everyone loves each other and wants to serve." During the conversations with people, it became clear that here people give more importance to serving humanity than to their professions. They take leave from their jobs and consider it more important to attain these blessings. He says, "The change that has come into my life after the Jalsa is astonishing. The journey from not recognizing the value of Khilafat to developing intense love for the Khalifa of the time in my heart is truly worthy of mention." He did not understand the value of Khilafat before, but now he has a great love for Khilafat. He says that in Belize, even if just a few people gather, a fight breaks out. He says that this city has a population of 50,000, and here a similar number of people were in attendance, but there was complete peace. He says the arrangements were extremely organized. Every detail had been carefully considered. Children offering water, youth managing lines of cars in the parking, the distribution of food and cleanliness. Every person was working with full devotion and love. Witnessing all this was incredibly impactful. Even people belonging to high-ranking professions were serving without any pride or ego, simply because they wished to serve to attain the pleasure of Allah. He then said, "By speaking with the youth, it became clear that everyone is placing much emphasis on education. Peter Pelikan, a senior professor from the Czech Republic, participated in the Jalsa Salana. He is an expert in Islamic studies and Islamic jurisprudence and serves in various capacities on a governmental level. He also writes articles for various magazines and newspapers and is fundamentally a Sunni Muslim. He says, "This is my second Jalsa. My first time was at the Jalsa in Germany, and I witnessed the same lofty standard that I witnessed there, with the difference being that here I witnessed the presence of the Khalifa, which had a profound impact on me." He goes on, "I have participated in and seen many great gatherings and exhibitions in my life. However, this is the first time that I have witnessed such unity, mutual love, and an environment of peace filled with smiling faces who carried a great passion for service, a true testament to the discipline and character of the community." He continues, "The very first address of the Khalifa of the time was both a surprising and amazing experience. He spoke with such truthfulness and expanded on how to take care of guests, explaining how the heart of a guest is like a delicate glass. And then the volunteers did indeed take this in full spirit and took care of the guests. Then he says, "The security arrangements were excellent, and the organization was great throughout the site. It was amazing how all of these various tasks were running smoothly without any difficulties." He then said, "In my opinion, others should also come and participate in this Jalsa, so that they can witness for themselves the brotherhood that permeates this gathering and experience the love, peace, and brotherhood that characterizes the air of the Jalsa. This is an experience that every person should at least have once in their life. This experience convinces me that the future of the Ahmadiyya community is indeed bright. It has both broadened and deepened my understanding of Islam. Although I myself am a Sunni Muslim, I have never considered my Ahmadi Muslim brothers outside the pale of Islam. I got to meet and converse with many Ahmadi brothers and scholars who spoke various languages face to face, who introduced me with great sincerity of heart to the doctrines and beliefs of the community. This was personally very important to me, not only as a Muslim, but also as a professor in the Czech Republic. Then I also got to chat with various volunteers, amongst whom were people of advanced age and youngsters alike. I asked them why it is that they are volunteering for this event, and everyone's response, give or take, was the same. We are doing this for the sake of earning the pleasure of Allah, serving the guests of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and for the betterment and reformation of our spiritual selves. One young man informed me that he had been volunteering in the same department for the last 15 years, and ever since he was a little boy, would devote time to serve the guests of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. These volunteers carry out their duties without any expectation of worldly reward or compensation. In my estimation, it is this very spirit of moral training that Khilafat has inculcated into their hearts, and it is because of Khilafat that every volunteer serves with such altruism and love. My heart is saturated with great respect and love for these volunteers who come rain or shine and remain ever ready to offer these services." He then said, "It was also amazing and uplifting to see just how much the Ahmadiyya community emphasizes secular education and scholastic excellence. I ended up spending several hours at the bookstalls. I carefully perused various books and found the standard of scholarship and writing truly laudable. This system of scholarship is truly an amazing and deeply impactful undertaking." Similarly, he expressed various other sentiments. "There is a new convert from French Guiana named Amina Malasinga. She observed, 'The thing that touched my heart the most in this Jalsa was the excellent character and hospitality of the people here. If you were tired and looking for a place to sit, strangers who were sitting down would stand up and offer you their own chair to sit. There was an inexplicable feeling of peace and freedom in the air, a spiritual environment that is beyond expression. And the most powerful and impactful moment for me was when I saw and met with the Khalifatul Masih. I began to cry uncontrollably. To have such love, fidelity, and connection with Khilafat, all these things are created by God Himself. No human can ever manufacture them. There is also a new convert from Bulgaria named Evelina. She says, I am the only Ahmadi in my household. I studied Ahmadiyyat in great depth and accepted it after 3 years of research. This is my first Jalsa in the UK. It was an extremely spiritual gathering. Although I had been waiting for a long time to attend the UK Jalsa in person, the largest gathering here, because the Khalifatul Masih attends and delivers addresses. She says, during these blessed days, I felt an exceptional spiritual atmosphere and was granted the opportunity to be part of it. Being among the devotees of God, my own relationship with God Almighty grew even stronger. The spirit of brotherhood, the high morals, and the spiritual standards that were visible in every aspect left a deep impression on my heart. I would like to express my heartfelt thanks to all the workers, volunteers, and organizers who worked tirelessly for the successful organization of this magnificent Jalsa. My experience was absolutely excellent, and I was deeply impressed by the level of attention given to the comfort and convenience of the guests. She says, at the conclusion of this blessed Jalsa, I returned home with a faith stronger than before, with more accurate knowledge, and with the conviction that my connection is now with the true Islam. The most moving moment for me was when the Khalifatul Masih delivered the address about the coming of the promised Messiah, the one whose coming was foretold by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Although I had previously reflected on this subject, the words of the Khalifa of the time gave me a new perspective and showed me angles I had never seen before. She says, this address gave a powerful and well-reasoned response to the allegations and doubts raised by some opponents regarding the possibility of someone coming after the seal of the prophets. This speech expanded my understanding, deepened my insight, and made my point of view more comprehensive. She adds, another speech that had a deep impact on my heart was the one giving proofs that the Holy Quran is from God. Upon hearing how the objections of the present age were refuted in such a logical, reasoned, and clear manner, I not only felt inner peace, but also gained a renewed confidence that I too would now be able to defend against these allegations whenever a truth of the Holy Quran is attacked in any gathering. This is the new passion that arises in such people. A guest from Brazil, Igor Lucas, a journalist and secretary to a member of the provincial parliament, said, the punctuality in the Jalsa programs was commendable. This is a great quality. The hospitality and sincerity of members of the Ahmadiyya community were deeply moving. From the food arrangements to the use of restrooms, from transportation to the entrances and exits of the Jalsa venue, guests were always prioritized. This environment teaches a lesson in unity and selflessness. He then said, I was also impressed by how seriously efforts were made to avoid food wastage. Yet food was generously and abundantly provided to each person. A guest from Indonesia, Gumar Gultom, a pastor and former chairman of the Communion of Churches in Indonesia, said, I knew about Ahmadiyyat, but through this Jalsa, I came to understand it in a better way. Ahmadiyyat is a spiritual movement that began in a small village of Qadian and has now become a global spiritual movement. I saw how Ahmadis from different countries had gathered with the same spirit to strengthen their connection with God. He said, what was particularly striking was the emphasis placed on deepening one's relationship with Allah. This is something many people tend to overlook, but here it becomes a fundamental focus. These were some of his impressions. A guest from Iceland, Nankisore, a chairman of the Universal Peace Federation, said, in Matthew 7:16, it is written, by their fruits you will recognize them. These words became a deeply impactful and living reality for me during the Jalsa Salana 2025. Seeing the radiant and joy-filled faces of the participants left a profound impression on my heart. In my view, this was a clear sign that the Lord is pleased to see the unity of those who have gathered in search of His pleasure. A Humanity First volunteer who had been serving in humanitarian efforts in Africa shared that this service is not only beneficial for others, but also draws one closer to Allah. It is a powerful reminder of how faith can be expressed through action. These were among his many impressions. Saliha, a non-Ahmadi guest from Kazakhstan, says, I am from Kazakhstan, and this was my first time attending the Jalsa. I have had the opportunity to participate in numerous worldly events and conferences, yet the sheer number of attendees at this gathering left a deep impression upon me. What struck me most was that such a vast multitude of people had come from various countries solely for the purpose of goodness and virtue. Their objective was simply to listen to words that promote righteousness and to learn how mankind may live together in peace and harmony. It was evident that the objective was to rid the world of hatred and establish an atmosphere filled with love and compassion. She further states, the words of the Khalifatul Masih concerning the status and honor of women were truly magnificent. The motto of the Jalsa, love for all, hatred for none, and the unity of the people present pointed clearly towards the path of collective harmony. I have never before heard such words, and every word seemed to sink deeper into the soul. She goes on to say, I was initially opposed to my boss. She is a non-Ahmadi lady. But upon witnessing the atmosphere, at the very least, I will no longer oppose her. In fact, I will support her. Mushtaq Zahir Niza Sahib from Austria had the opportunity to attend the Jalsa. He is a teacher of Islamic studies in Austria. He says, at the Jalsa Salana, I witnessed believers all around me. Everyone I encountered was exceptionally kind-hearted and carried within them a deep passion for the service of Islam. I was greatly moved by the words of the Khalifa of the time. Presently, among mainstream Muslims, many scholars consider the mere lengthening of the beard and the wearing of particular garments to be the essence of faith. In reality, they are Muslims in name only. However, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is the only community I have seen that is truly serving Islam with sincerity and devotion. In fact, he further states, I believe that within the next 200 years, this community may well become dominant throughout the world. He then says, I am a Sunni Muslim, but I firmly believe that the founder of the Ahmadiyya community was indeed a holy person. I now feel he was the reformer of his time. He admits to this much and then says, at present, I am still contemplating and reflecting. I do feel some hesitation in fully accepting the Prime Messiah and Mahdi as divinely appointed, but I am actively researching and studying the matter. Nonetheless, this in itself reflects a noble disposition. At the very least, he did not obstinately refuse to consider the matter. Instead, with sincerity, he admitted that he is considering it. He did not act stubbornly and say he would never consider the matter. Alitsa Rudi, a new convert from Bulgaria who accepted Islam from Christianity, shares her sentiments. Before attending the Jalsa, I had some apprehensions in my heart. I feared that I would not feel fully a part of the environment as I am new to the faith, and my language and culture are different. However, the unity and love I witnessed here is something I have never seen anywhere else in the world. I met people from every corner of the globe, yet they all seemed as though they were part of one family. Though strangers to one another, they would greet each other with warmth and smiles. She continues, at times the dust of heedlessness and doubt begins to settle upon one's faith and righteousness. But attending the Jalsa is akin to the heart and soul being cleansed anew, and for one to begin a new spiritual life. This experience refreshes the spirit and fills the heart with a deep sense of peace and tranquility. From Georgia, Roland Shomwarte writes, the peaceful atmosphere of the Jalsa, the speeches, and the addresses delivered by the Khalifa play a powerful role in uplifting one's spirituality. I was particularly moved by the Friday sermon in which the Islamic teachings on hospitality were beautifully explained. Likewise, the address delivered by the Khalifa to the ladies had a profound effect on me. I am a Georgian Muslim and work as a university lecturer. 2 years ago, I was honored with the Best Teacher Award in Georgia. My field is education, and I was especially impressed by the way your community encourages both men and women in the pursuit of knowledge. This year, I had the opportunity to translate the philosophy of the teachings of Islam from English into Georgian. I derived immense pleasure while working on this translation. In his concluding address on Sunday, Khalifatul Masih referred to this book and explained how the Muslims level false allegations leveled against the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Those allegations are refuted through the beautiful teachings of Islam. I really like this. And the scene of the Bayat ceremony was particularly moving. He further says, in today's world, a negative image of Islam is often portrayed. But whoever desires to witness the true and beautiful teachings of Islam should come to the Jalsa and observe with their own eyes the atmosphere of love, brotherhood, and peace here. Similarly, Jessica Garcia Cole, the wife of Congressman Sam Liccardo, expressed her thoughts. She said, I work in an organization that deals with domestic violence, and I was astonished to learn that the Khalifa not only spoke about physical abuse against women, but also addressed emotional abuse in his speech. She then said, one question remained unanswered for me. I did not know the answer to it. If something were to happen to a woman, where could she go for help? She then asked me the same question later, and I explained that there is a system within the community. Women can write to the Khalifa of the time. They can approach the system established within the community, and the community assists them. Other means of help can also be sought. She said that hearing all this gave her reassurance. She said it was also reassuring to know that the Khalifa had a personal relationship with members of the community. She continued, there are certain things you mentioned upon which one can raise objections, in particular the topic of physically reprimanding. But there is an explanation to this, a detailed one, which forms a separate discussion. Moreover, the conditions for it are not fulfilled. And even if the conditions are met, by that stage the situation is such that the need for it no longer arises. Therefore, This is a very remote possibility, and in any case, Islam has only permitted it within that framework. An Arab Lajna member from Sweden came to attend the Jalsa. She says, Jalsa Salana is like one big home that embraces the entire family within it. In Sweden, there are very few Arab Ahmadis, but at this Jalsa, when one hears the name of the Arab tent, a unique peace and sense of belonging is felt. Then meeting other Arab sisters and brothers brought me great joy, and it had a deep impact on me. I also had the opportunity to meet the Khalifa of the time, which also left a positive impression on me. May Allah the Almighty open the hearts of all the guests who have attended so that they may come to understand Ahmadiyyat and the true Islam and accept the Imam of the age. May he also continue to increase the new converts in faith and sincerity. In the same way, may every Ahmadi be granted the ability to act upon what they saw and heard during the Jalsa programs, to make it a part of their lives, to give precedence to the faith over the world. And may this spirit always remain. May every Ahmadi continue to partake in the blessings of Jalsa and strive earnestly for the reformation of their own selves and their surroundings. I will briefly give a report of the press coverage this year. Reports were published in the Italian press stating that certain key sessions of the Jalsa Salana were broadcast live by the Europe Communication News Agency. An official media body affiliated with the European Parliament. They also aired and published various interviews related to the event. Thus far, reports regarding the Jalsa have appeared in over 60 newspapers and media agencies. And an online influencer has also shared my message. Among the attendees were two journalists from Italy who reported positively about the community on their respective social media platforms, having a following of approximately 500,000. Under the efforts of the Jamaat Press and Media Department, news of the event reached around 50 million individuals via various online websites, covering about 49 different platforms. In print media, 17 articles were published, reaching 20 million readers. On the radio, 25 programs covered Jalsa, attracting around 20 million listeners. Television coverage reached approximately 5 million viewers. Similarly, across various media outlets, journalists and public figures, substantial content was shared on social media platforms, taking the message to 14 million individuals. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, the total combined media reach of Jalsa Salana is estimated to be close to 100 million people. Renowned media outlets covering the event include ITV, LBC, The Times, The Guardian, The Telegraph, Daily Mail, The Independent, BBC Arabic, Al Arabiya 21, Daily Express, London Evening Standard, and The New Arab, among several others. Through MTA Africa, my addresses were broadcast across various channels. Following these broadcasts, more than 50 individuals entered the fold of Islam Ahmadiyyat through Bayat. The Jalsa broadcasts were aired on 22 national and regional television channels, totaling 304 hours of programming and reaching 65 million viewers. Additionally, 91 reports regarding Jalsa were aired via radio stations, reaching an audience of 16 million. Furthermore, 47 reports were disseminated through various other media outlets, reaching up to 150 million people. With regards to the people's sentiments after watching on MT Africa, a missionary from Mali stated that they witnessed a moving incident on the third day of Jalsa. In the early morning, there was heavy rainfall, leading many to believe that no one would come to the mosque. However, shortly before the international bayat, a few members including some new converts arrived at the mosque on foot or by bicycle, drenched in the rain. When the missionary asked them why they had not stayed at home and listened to the proceedings on the radio, one new convert replied, "Indeed, we could have listened from home, but we would not have been able to see the Khalifa of the time with our own eyes. The joy and blessings in this are incomparable. I did not want to miss the spiritual light and blessings of the international bayat. This is why I came to the mosque, despite getting soaked in the rain. May Allah the Almighty continue to increase them in faith and conviction." Following the Friday prayer, I will lead the funeral prayer in absentia for respected Abdul Karim Jamal Jouda of Gaza, who was martyred recently as a result of Israeli military gunfire. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily to Allah we belong, and to Him shall we return. His brother writes, "The deceased was 45 years old. He was married and had four daughters and two sons. The eldest son is 16, and the youngest child is 2.5 years old. They resided in Jabalia region of the Gaza Strip and belonged to a traditional and devout Muslim family. After completing the 11th grade, he joined his father in the construction trade to support household expenses. He was the second among 11 siblings. Later, he opened a metal workshop which was destroyed during an Israeli attack. In 2013, he was introduced to the Ahmadi Muslim community through his brother, and soon after, he performed the bayat. He remained in constant contact with the community and was a very active and sincere member. Owing to his association with the community, he faced repeated interrogation by Gaza's security agencies and endured various investigations. Nevertheless, he remained steadfast in his beliefs, did not disassociate from the community, and continued to remain in contact with the community. In 2025, occupying forces demolished his home. He subsequently moved into a rented house. During the recent famine in Gaza, he went to a location where humanitarian aid, mainly flour and food, was being distributed, which the army had allowed. As a crowd formed, many civilians inadvertently approached areas near Israeli military presence. In response, the Israeli military opened intense fire on the unarmed civilians. One man near my brother was injured. When my brother attempted to assist the wounded individual, he was shot in the chest and martyred on the spot. He says that the wounded man whom my brother tried to help and was killed in doing so later testified that before his martyrdom, he recited the Kalima three times and thus departed this world in the noble footsteps of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and the earlier prophets. Our hearts find comfort in the fact that he passed away while firmly holding to the faith of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and under the bayat of the Imam Mahdi. By the grace of Allah, he was among the sincere, devoted believers. Dr. Hafiz Sahib, head of Humanity First UK, shared that during a November 2021 visit to the community in Gaza under Humanity First, He met Abdul Karim Sahib and found him to be a deeply sincere and passionate Ahmadi Muslim. May Allah the Almighty elevate his status and grant protection to his children.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu, nasta'inuhu, nastaghfiruhu, wa nu'minu bihi, wa natawakkalu alayhi, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina, man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يامر بالعدل واللسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر